Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to music by the devout Belgian composer Joseph Rieland. Creative spirit is what we call tonight's program. We have for you tonight what I think is a real treat, the Symphony No. 4 by Joseph Rieland, a happy discovery. Rieland was born in Bruges in 1870. He lived a very long life, fueled no doubt by his faith and conviction. Rieland was a devout Catholic whose beliefs infused every aspect of his existence and creativity. He came from a wealthy family and was unhindered by financial concerns for the early decades of his life. World War I, however, badly affected his finances. As the father of 8 children, he took up teaching out of necessity at the age of 54. He did so with some hesitation, but was relieved to find it truly rewarding. He was appointed director of the Bruges Conservatory in 1924. While his academic and creative life evidently brought him a great deal of satisfaction, life at home was saddened by the gradual decline in health of his wife, who died in 1939. He composed very little during the Second World War, a few chamber works following, and then he ceased composition altogether. He devoted his retirement to literature, writing poetry, and reading the world's classics. He died following a brief illness in 1965 at the age of 95. Rieland's Symphony No. 4 was composed in 1912-1913, on the very eve of World War I. It is some 47 minutes in length. The text of the triumphant chorus, which concludes the work, is from the Credo, as heard in the traditional Catholic Mass. Earlier in the piece, there's a brief appearance by a choir of tenors intoning a text from The Imitation of Christ, attributed to Thomas a Kempis. Here are the Flanders Symphony Orchestra, the Novecento Chorus, and Musica Flandrorum under the direction of Fabrice Bolland. The Symphony No. 4 by Joseph Rieland.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1912-1913 by the Belgian composer Josef Rylandt, R-Y-E-L-A-N-D-T. That was his Symphony No. 4, concluding with that setting of the Credo. The symphony, like nearly everything Rylandt wrote, touched by the composer's Catholic faith. We've heard the Flanders Symphony Orchestra, the Novecento Chorus, and Musica Florandrum under the direction of Fabrice Bolland. I thought we'd conclude the hour, considering what an important role the Credo played in Rylandt's Fourth Symphony, with this Credo by another Franco-Flemish artist, though from four centuries earlier, Josquin des Prez. This is Josquin's Credo, Super de tout bien.
Yeah.
That music from the late 15th, early 16th century by Josquin des Prez. Josquin's Credo, Super de tout bien. We've heard the early music consort of London, directed by David Munro. And with that work of Josquin, we come to the conclusion of this hour of Franco-Flemish music with its roots in the Credo, a statement of religious belief as found in settings of the traditional Mass. Creative spirit. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.